Psachim per Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, this Mishnah is a hemshich of what we started discussing in the last Mishnah, which is the fact that they baked matzah on Pesach. They had simonim nekorim in terms of time, in terms of physical characteristics of the dough that they were baking when it's boli dechinutz. We're not such experts, and therefore by us, we don't let flour touch water the whole Pesach. We bake under very careful conditions, matzah, hand matzah, machine matzah before Pesach, and that's it in terms of flour and water. After that, we're only baking, cooking, etc., with things that are not yovel l'dei chimutz. But they did. In that context, Rav Gamliel says what he feels is the zehirus, which is necessary not to be bol l'dei chimutz. As soon as it's bol l'dei chimutz, the person who's baking owns it. Owning it is already a problem, even before eating. Sholosh noshim loshes ka'achas. Three women are kneading dough. Va'ifos b'taner echod. The dough, each woman's bread, well, we'll call it matzah, because it's on Pesach, fills up the whole oven. So they need, each one has to wait for the next one. There's a certain amount of inactivity. It doesn't take that long. We said there's a certain amount of time. We'll call it 18 minutes. We cheshbon down the last Mishnah. Each one, or rather, the woman number two and woman number three could wait for the first one to be done until it bakes properly. And with that, she takes it out, she puts it. The fact that they're waiting is not a problem, as long as you don't have the simonim of chimutz, you don't have the time span of chimutz. So, sholosh noshim loshes ka'achas, va'ifois b'taner echod, zu'achazu. It's not a problem. He's coming la'afuke, v'chachom v'mayim, the chachom say no. Sholosh noshim oiskois ba'betzek achas, losho v'achas oireches v'achas oife. To have periods of inactivity itself speeds up the process of chimutz. You need sholosh noshim oiskes babetzik. All three have to be oisik in their doughs. There has to be complete asik of the dough in order to keep it from being bolid chimutz. Achas losho, one of them is kneading, mixing in the water and kneading and turning it into a proper dough. V'achas oireches, one of them is rolling it out in the shape of long, short, round, etc., all the different parts of the process. V'achas oifen, one of them is actually putting it into the oven. And you need all three working at once. Rabbi Kiva really is saying the same thing that Chacham is saying. He's responding to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that you could leave the dough there, and as long as it's not, you can't see simonim nikarim of chimutz, as long as it doesn't pass the time span, you're okay. He says, no. It has to do with how hot the oven is and how intense, how quickly the baking will take place. Not all women will knead with the same intensity. So merely you can't give any one clear guideline. Zeaklal, what do you have to do? You have to look at the chimitz. You have to be able to tell. Tofach, if it starts rising a little bit, you feel that it's a little bit, it didn't start rising yet, but you could see it pressuring in an outward motion. Tofach is like blown up. Tiltosh b'tzeinin, right away you have to slap on, you have to, with force, slap on cold water. That, the Gemara says, stops, delays the process of chimutz. You have to be careful. There's no one guideline. But really, he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Gamliel, that you can't just have that as long as you don't noticeably see chimutz and it's within a certain amount of time. So Mela, no problem, just prepare the dough, just wait on the side. Somebody else, you have to watch it very carefully, you have to respond to any simin, a miktsas of chimutz. What exactly the machlokes is, mitzizdik machlokes, or Ram Gamliel was talking about the milsa de shchicha, but you have to be chayshish for chimutz, which will happen especially quickly, depending on the dough, depending on the heat, and so on. Mishneh Hay. Seyur Yisorif. The Torah hare asers chomitz and seor. What's seor? Seor literally is yeast. What seor really is something which causes chimutz in something else. Over here, the Mishnah is saying that seor is dough, which is not roi lachila. The Gemara is going to call it chomitz nuksha. And because of that, Yisorif, it does have to be destroyed. So the Yisorif is like we explained in Mishnah Aleph, that you have to get rid of it, not because it's chametz proper, because it's not bayirah bayimotze, it's chametz nukshu. According to one sheet over there, there is bayirah bayimotze, but vinishvi, you have to get rid of it in order that it shouldn't be a problem. You have to be mevarim min ha'olam. The problem with this type of dough is that even if it's chametz nukshu, if it gets mixed into something else, it'll cause chimutz in a proper food. V'ho'ich le'potter. That's why you're potter, because it's only chametz nukshu. Siduk, if the dough already has cracks, again, this is something we don't know much about. They had simonim nikorim, where the pressure of the rising process of the fermentation of the dough causes cracks. I don't know exactly what that means, on the surface of the dough. So then the halacha is that would be considered chametz gomer. Yisarev, it's mechuyev, v'ayich lechayev chametz, it's regular chametz. It's not just something that can be used like starter dough, which is something that could cause chimutz. We're talking about something over here which is a shtikel chametz itself. It already fermented. It already became chametz. Ezu husiur, karni chagovim. There is some type of simen there, but it's karni chagovim, it's very thin cracks. Like literally like the horns of a chagov, of a grasshopper. How thick is that? Siduk, shenis arvu stok of zebazeh, that the cracks go into each other, that means there's a widening. It's further along in the process. Divrei Reb Yehuda. V'achomim oimrim, zev zeh ho'ich l'chayiv koris. V'achom hold both of these. As soon as there's any rising, any pressure on the top of the dough that there's any crack, even very thin one, that's already chometz gomul. Aye, what's seyur? What's this dough which is not roi l'achilo, and it's not nischametz mamish, it's just mevi l'dei chimutz? Kol shechsif upon of ka'odim shomdu saroysov. The surface of the dough becomes wider. That means that there is some type of pressure there. It's about to rise, but it didn't rise at all yet. So that would be considered seir. It's not chometz gomer, but you have to get rid of it.